Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Radio Ball. All balls, all the time. Handballs.
No ball.
Foul balls.
Foul play.
Tonight, in a small departure from our normal programming, we talk to two older gentlemen about their lifetime and trials on the Suez Canal, and of course, how they met a couple of their feathered friends along the way.
You're right, it's 6:30, and that means it's time for local stories from local people.
Nice.
I'm here in Little Brian Cranston's stead in Lower Ealing. I'm having a chat with some of the local fauna, or gents, should I say. These guys are literally older than they should be, possibly dying. This is their story. Please welcome Jerry and Winston.
Well, I was fighting it, wasn't I? I remember getting to that trench and getting out my jimmy jammies, and my jimmy jammies were so through. It wasn't no easy ride in those days. No, sir, you don't get your Sky TV and your Wayne Rooney down. No, sir.
Absolutely.
Do you remember the war in Chad?
In Chad?
In Chad?
Well, yeah, it were dark days.
Terrible time.
Terrible dark
days. You lost your wife, didn't you? Oh, fear them.
Oh, my wife.
What were they called again?
They were called Gertie?
Gertie.
Mary Ann?
Miss Mary Ann.
And Shia LaBeouf.
She was the prettiest of them all.
She was the belle of the ball.
Belle of the ball. About her radical thoughts about fame.
Oh, shame about her hootenanny attitude.
Hootenanny hootahoo.
I used to sometimes sit on her head.
No.
Sounds like a big war.
Them trees are clapping. So.
Well, no reason no hippies are in the morning time.
You see, you know, it's these evergreens.
Like a hugging them, are
you? No, they're evergreens with their ever leaves.
Well, what's your problem, boy? They're very pretty looking.
Any kind of thing could be hiding in there. So like I once saw an owl in the tree. And, Couple of dead. Oh, will you calm down, Jerry?
I'm sorry, I'm having the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, Winston, I'm sorry, I'm getting old. Oh, the heebie-jeebies, just like the old hokey-cokey.
Oh, and the tweenies.
Do you remember how to do the
hokey-cokey? Remember Milo? Do you remember the way that he'd steal the ball from Jake?
Do you remember?
And Bella would blame it all on him anyways.
Those were the days it was
those
just,
were the days.
Hey Arnold and Halcyon Weeks.
And the tweenies.
Oh, the tweenies were shit. I used to... Oh, sorry, I can't say that on
can't radio. Say fuck no more neither.
Look at this lovely
well, no,
guy.
No, not about...
Lovely
what about
guy from Radio Ball.
You can say testicles, though.
You can say testicles.
Testes, mind.
Well, it's human anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? I ain't gonna have no one say I can't play with my todger on the...
On the escalator.
On the escalator. In Debenhams. I didn't get my cock
I could
out.
Do that if I would. I can windmill in the ladies' lingerie section of Debenhams if I entitled to.
I got my little man.
I fought an award, didn't I?
I went up and down that escalator 22 times.
Whittling around.
On my little canoe. Cock akimbo, legs a splay. Little canoe up and down. I even wrote a song about
Jerry,
it.
Jerry, it didn't happen. Didn't happen, Jerry. Usually within the bath, Jerry.
Oh, sorry. What were we talking about?
I was beginning to think Jerry and Winston literally wouldn't stop talking until one or both of them died. But it turned out a strange occurrence had happened the night before,
which had left them both a little bit shocked.
And the strangest damn thing ever happened to you, but now you tell him, Jerry, what you see? What happened?
Well, what happened?
Well, you were there, weren't you?
Well, it's really.
And I was there.
It was very strange.
And it was strange.
We came back.
From?
The party.
From the party.
Oh.
Listen about that. More about them girlies.
Them girlies and them boys. It was a nice big bisexual love.
Anyway, what happened when we got home?
When we got home, we got back to our porch.
I sit there,
I play banjo.
Sun porch.
You hear? What do you play?
I play the flute. Classical flute.
Classical flute.
And you play that goddamn banjo.
Just like we used to do back in Mississippi.
And what we see?
Oh. It was the strangest thing.
What the damnedest thing?
Our rocking chairs exactly where we left
them. Yes.
Mary Ann put them out for us.
Thanks, Mary Ann.
She does every night so we can sit, chew tobacco, and talk about the ball games.
The ball games. All the ball games.
All the baseball. We were just going to chew the cud and shoot the breeze, but then on the chair?
On the goddamn chair, mind.
On my chair? Was a single leg.
And on my goddamn chairs, I live and breathe. Piece of paper. A tiny piece.
Now, why might you ask?
White paper.
Piece of paper and an egg.
Well, we got ourselves to thinking, didn't we, Jerry?
Ourselves thinking.
What? A lot of thinking.
What are we meant to do with these? Maybe some
them,
kind of sign.
Tell them what you did, straight up.
Well, I meant...
Straight away.
I got three or four different things. What did I do first? First, I sort of rolled it.
Yep.
Into a... Like a piece of paper. Not the egg.
You can't roll no egg.
Rolled a piece of paper into a cone. And then into it, I put the egg.
Put that damn egg.
And then I blew through the end of the cone.
Yep. And it made a beautiful sound.
And it made a beautiful... Like a
soaring duck.
Like a trombone.
And then what... And then I got the piece of paper. And I balanced the egg on top. And I gave it a little egg trampoline.
Watching the piece of paper. That was smooth. And I started thinking to myself, I wish someone had written this kind of thing down.
Yeah.
Someone should document that.
Well, quite a few reasons would have been best. Maybe, I don't know, say 100?
Yeah.
That'd be a useful way to spend an evening.
101. Even better.
Dalmatians?
I'd listen to that.
I'd listen to that. Yes, sir.
Thanks for having us, strange man.
Who are you anyway, boy? Get off my property.
That was Local Stories from Local People with David Cockelf and a couple of old fuckers. Looking forward to our programming tomorrow, and we're looking forward to a live interview with Jim Panzi, a leading expert in the field of simian screenwriting. We look forward to him and all his monkey-based puns tomorrow.
Ball FM, all balls now.
But for now, we'll say thanks for listening to Ball FM. You've been a ball.
We've had a ball.
Good night.